Bobby the Boomer. His mission is to inspire belief, rekindle his clan's fire, to revive the hopes and dreams of his tribe so they will rise up once again. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. Nope. It's Bobby the Boomer. Bobby the Boomer. Hey, Bobby. Bobby boy. Yes, Grandpa. Go fix it the world. Here's Bobby.
Hello, this is Bobby the Boomer, the Baby Boomer's buddy, coming to you today on a very nice Chattanooga day. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and I hope you can do the same. I hope you're having a good day so far, whatever day, whatever time of day, whatever, wherever you are listening to this, and I hope you are well. Yes, so the title of today's episode, I know I've been going through a lot of stuff, been talking about that, and we'll talk about that a little bit later, but today's episode is entitled Seasons. Yes, weather seasons, you know, spring, summer, fall, winter. Weather seasons come and go, and it seems they're always changing and never ending. But this is not so in life. Our seasons of life change. Yes, it'll come to a point, at one point of our seasons in life, where we're going to run out of seasons, and it'll be the end one day. So what season are you in? I want to talk a little bit about that, but I want to talk about also the season of the year that we're in. We're in the springtime season, and this is this time for the spring holidays of the Bible. I know some of y'all don't get into that. Bobby does. So I want to talk a little bit about that. That and the importance of it for all of us, whether we realize it or not. And if you're not up with that, that's okay, but you might just want to stick around and listen anyhow. You might just get something out of it, and you might get something out of it later on. This is the spring holy day season. We have first started off with the beginning of the year in the Hebraic calendar, or the calendar God gave to the Israelites to keep track of seasons for planning, seasons for holy days, seasons of time, and plans that he had set. Makes sense, because spring is when everything comes up and is alive. A lot of the other religions do that. They worship the beginning of the regrowth, replanting. So, a lot of copycats, where God originated something, and then folks like to copy good ideas, don't we? So some of y'all might know, I don't know, baby boomers, remember the old, during Easter time, they had the Ten Commandments when Moses took out the ancient Israel out of Egypt to slavery and bondage, and they had the depiction of Passover when they put blood on the doorpost, and that way the death angel would pass over that house and the firstborn would live. Well, that was a picture of the Lamb of God, the Passover. Jesus, his blood, has the death angel pass over us so that we can have eternal life. Won't get too much into that, except that it is that season. And if you're listening in real time, that's what time it is now. It is Passover time, and it is the season of the beginning of the spring holy days of the days of unleavened bread. So what is that all about, and how would that have any kind of application for us today in the seasons of life? If we accept the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ and the blood that he shed for us, then the eternal death angel will pass over us. We will have eternal life in God's kingdom. What's unleavened bread about? You've heard about it. Sometimes you'll see, maybe you have, maybe you haven't, as matzos during Passover time, that flat bread, it's got no leaven in it. And the days of the seasons in the Bible is called the days of unleavened bread. What is that all about? Well, I think personally, spring cleaning, people clean their houses in spring, they beat the rugs out and they get everything clean. I think a lot of that has to do with the springtime and everything starting up again. New life, a new beginning, so people clean, make a clean sweep of everything. I think it was because a lot of the Gentiles or non-Israelite folks saw the Jews cleaning their house in the spring, and they said, hey, that's a good idea. That's my personal opinion. I could be wrong, but been wrong about a lot of stuff before, so it's not going to be a surprise to me or anybody else that knows me very well. Anyhow, so what is unleavened bread, or what is the significance of it today? In the ancient time, they were told to take the leaven out of their house. Yes, and eat unleavened bread for 7 days. When they first started that, when they come out of Egypt, after the Passover lamb, they waited all night, and then the next day they made their exodus out of Egypt, the ancient Israelites. They didn't have time to leaven their bread, so they had unleavened bread for the time that they were getting ready to go, and then the week that they were leaving. And the interesting thing about seasons in the Bible is they are pictures of not only what has happened, but what is to come. So we have a picture of an ancient Israel and them coming out unleavened. But what does that have to do with us today and what they would call the New Testament or the New Testament church? Well, if we keep this physically, we clean our house, we take out all the leavening as much as possible, anything that would puff up, we take that out of our house, and for 7 days we eat matzos. Well, why would we do that? Well, I will tell you why I do that. First of all, leaven in the Bible is a picture of sin in this particular case. Not always, but in this particular case, leaven puffs up. Paul talks about that. And leaven and puffy donuts, puffy bread. Ooh, it's just so yummy. Sin is kind of like that too. Leaven pictures sin. Sin is fun. Sin is exciting. Because if sin was exposed itself for what it was, which is stuff that's going to kill us and is bad for us, we wouldn't want to do it. So if, you know, leavened bread and yummy puffy bread was tasting nasty and stuff, we wouldn't want to eat that, would we? No. So some of you might say, hey, well, wait a minute. I've had some of that there flat bread, that matzo stuff, and that stuff tastes like cardboard. That is hard eating. Well, the picture for us today for that is the fact that getting sin out of your life, because getting the leaven out of your house, we are the house of God. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you accept Him as your Savior, and you have the Holy Spirit in you, we're the house of the temple of the Holy Spirit of God, which is given by Him. And because we don't want any leaven in our house, we don't want any sin in our house. So we get the leaven out physically to remind us of something spiritual. I like how God does that. We are physical beings, so sometimes we don't understand deeper spiritual things, so He makes it simple for us. So why is matzo so hard? Why is so matzo so flat and nasty and tasting and stuff like that? Well, because it's hard to get sin out of your life. It's hard to do the right thing, isn't it, baby boomers? I'm going to tell you all my fingers. I'm not even going to point one finger out. I've got my whole two hands like claws pointing at me saying, yeah, sin is hard to get out. But does that mean we don't try? Because in reality, you can't get all the leaven out of your house. Not real, for real, for real. You could try. You can get the bread out. You can get the crackers out. You can get that. But leaven is in the air. So what does that mean? Well, that means that sin is everywhere. Satan is the prince of the power of the air. Sometimes we fail. Yes. And that was the sacrifice of Jesus so we could come to Him, to the mercy seat, and ask for mercy. As long as you're repenting and you're trying, then there is a hope. If you just say, I'm going to do whatever I want and I don't care what happens to me, well, that's not a good thing. So we do try to get sin out of our life. Is it easy? No. Is it fun sometimes? No. As we learn to obey God and do the things that are right, we will learn how to obey. We will learn how to enjoy keeping the things that are right. You might say law. Some people get all triggered over the word law. But Torah just means instructions. Or the law of God, the Torah of God, is instructions. Well, God is our daddy. He wants to instruct us on the way to go. Don't you want to know the right way to go? I do. I hope you do too. But let's get into the seasons of life. That was a little bit of stuff. I know some of y'all don't get into the Bible and stuff, but I do, and I wanted to share that because that's my part of my life, and I want to share my life with my tribe, just like I would love to hear about your life and your ins and outs, goods and bads, and how you're going through things. If it's good, I want to share the victory, and if it's bad, I want to grieve and mourn with you and help you to get through it. Yes. So, seasons of life. Let's talk about seasons of life, because where are you in seasons of life? I think if you're a baby boomer, listen to this, because this is Bobby the Baby Boomer. You're coming to the end of your seasons. We started out in our springtime of life, little babies just crawling around, couldn't do anything for ourselves, couldn't even feed ourselves, couldn't change ourselves, couldn't get up to go to the bathroom. Somebody had to change our little nappy, our diaper. Yeah, then we started crawling, then we started standing up, then we started walking, then we got into the summer, what I would call summer. That's when we're learning everything, we're having a lot of fun, and we're going through new things, and we're getting strong, and we're running and growing, and maybe through your young life, then into your teenage, young adulthood. Yeah, then you get in your fall when you're really seasoned. Yeah, because you know in the fall, you start knowing stuff. You start having that job. You get that family. And then, uh-oh, here comes winter. The winter season of life when things start slowing down. And things start dying, which I reckon we're all going to do. No, I don't reckon. I know. We're all going to go that way. None of us get out of this life alive. Not eternal physical life. No, we don't have that. But what season are you in? And if you're in the winter season of your life, I know it's springtime for real as I speak here for our weather seasons. But whether you're in the fall of your life and things are kind of winding up, or whether you're in the winter of your life, baby boomers, I just want to say, enjoy the weather. Enjoy where you are. Enjoy. You can rehearse the things that you have done and the places you've been, the people you've met and affected in your life, people that you've helped and the people that have helped you. Yes. Yes. Enjoy it right up to the very end. Don't be bemoaning. Don't say, well, I wish you could have, should have, would have. You know, I did a lot of that. I've talked about that with the last episode of Waste of Time. Well, let's not do that anymore. Let's reflect back on what was the good things that came out of our seasons in life, and let's enjoy where we are right now in our season, and let's end up good. Yes, let's end up good. That's what I have for you today. I hope you did get something out of this. I hope you will come back for the next Bobby the Boomer Show, and until then, I will just say goodbye and God bless.